Last week, we began this short series on why Black Creek Baptist Church exists. And there was a threefold purpose. And this, of course, would be true for any Bible-believing and Bible-based church. One, to exalt the Savior. Two, to edify the saint. And three, to evangelize the sinner. And when it came to the matter of exalting the Savior, we pointed out that we glorify God by praise and by our good works, by our fruit bearing in our living, and then by spiritual unity and by our full consecration to the Lord. Now today, we begin with the second point, and that is to edify the saint. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And my, this is such a rich verse. It is so full. You could preach a message on just about every other word in that verse. But we're looking at the matter of the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. So the body of Christ is to increase so that it can edify itself. So the church is to increase in all that God would have us to grow in, but the increase is for the purpose of enabling us to edify ourselves in love. Edifying. Now, edify means to build up.
Yes.
If I edify someone, I help to establish them. You uplift them. And so the matter of edifying in love. Now, it says there, maketh the increase of the body. And so body life is a term that's used to talk about or describe the matter of the church and it, the way people live together within it. Just like your one body, the physical body, okay, it needs to work together. And now Sarah in her card said her father had a mini stroke. And I remember from back when Pat had her stroke, and her one body needed to work together. And we both remember when she sat down at the piano and attempted to play, and her mind thought the note, but her hand would not go to those keys. Okay? And the body was not working together. And that, there's other physical conditions that can cause that, but certainly that is typically one that comes with a stroke, the matter of speaking, the words, the mind thinks of a word, but the speech doesn't always get that word out, or does not get it out as clearly in pronunciation as what the thought pattern has been. And so within the body of Christ here, the local church, the intention is that the body works together. And when two people are on the outs with each other, when two people aren't getting along together or more, okay, but when two aren't getting along together, now the body is not able to edify itself.
Mm. Yep, good.
You see?
Good.
Just like Pat's body could not edify, okay, build up lift up. She had to go through some physical therapy. She went to physical therapy, speech therapy, different kinds of therapy that stroke victims go through. And when two believers, you got this now? When two believers don't get along, they need therapy. And God will put him in therapy.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You can either volunteer to go for therapy, or you can be forced to go. You say, well, what's forced to go? Well, let me give you an example. Talking with Amy, I said, now you're leaving to travel up to Albany. I said, how come you didn't leave after supper? And she said, well, we'd like to, but there's other times where we have left and missed church. And we get a flat tire, the car breaks down, and we're just afraid. I said, yeah, God will zap you. you know, when we think of this, in other words, you can volunteer for therapy, or you can be forced into it. And now, when it talks about this matter of body life, in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13, I'm reading Hebrews 3:13, which says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So one way that the body works together is we exhort each other. We instruct each other. We give each other ideas on dealing with something. And then in Hebrews 10:23 through 26, verse 24 has the familiar scripture. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. And provoke there means to prod. And so think about the other person. Within the body, you have to exhort one another. You need to consider one another, and then you need to comfort one another. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, wherefore, comfort yourselves together. And 1 Thessalonians 4:18 says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And so this is how the body is supposed to work together. You know, when you hear like Brother Paul Gordon, and we got that update on him, you know, we need to be praying for him.
Yes.
Not just, that's a shame. Yeah. Oh, well, he is pretty old, you know. I guess, you know, that's sort of maybe what we can expect. No, we're to comfort one another. We're to consider one another. And we pray indeed for him. And there's many things that we pray for an individual when they're going through this kind of experience. But now let's look to the word edify. The purpose of the body and body life is to edify. Edify one another even as also ye do. Now that you know, I'm going to have you turn to that. 1 Thessalonians 5. That's a very interesting passage of scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11. Takes about 4.5 hours, by the way, for Maurice to get where they're going in Albany. Okay, so it gives you an idea of the time that they'll be in the road, and you're praying for them. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another. Now watch this. Even as also ye do. See that?
That's good.
They're doing it. They're already doing it. But he still instructs them to do it. You know, a lot of times when a preacher's preaching, if the subject they're dealing with is one that you don't need, you could be prone to think, well, I know that. I don't need that. I've grown beyond that. Give me something else. Well, just number one, thank the Lord that you do know it and you have experienced it or practiced it or whatever. But here's a case where they were already doing this. They were comforting themselves and they were edifying each other. But he says he acknowledges that they're doing it, but and he doesn't use this terminology, but keep on doing it is what it amounts to when he says that. All right, so let's look up some other scriptures. Romans 14:19. Romans 14:19. In Romans 14:19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Now, when it says follow after, that means live that way. That means practice that. When it says follow after, okay, what he's telling us is do this, keep doing this. And therefore, follow after things which make for peace. Don't think the thoughts and say the things that cause strife. You cannot be pleasing to the Lord when you act in ways that cause strife. When you say things that cause strife. Therefore, let us follow after things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. We need to follow after and live ways that build another person up. Okay? I like to build up my friends. Makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What about people that aren't my friends? Think it's okay if I don't build them up?
Well.
What about somebody I don't necessarily care for? Do I have to edify them? Do I have to build them up? If I understand scripture, love your enemies. Do, what does it say? Do to them that would despitefully use you. I muffed that one up. But you've heard that scripture already. You know the one I'm talking about. And that's what it is. We're supposed to be edifying one another. Romans 15 and verse 2. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Now, neighbor there doesn't just mean the person who lives in the house next to you, up or down the road. Let every one of us please his neighbor for your good. Is that what's in the Bible? No, for his good. To edification, to build him up. You know, too many times we don't think, when it says consider one another, that means think about the other person. Now, I don't know about you, but this old nature thinks about itself before it thinks about others. But I'm not supposed to live by my old nature, and neither are you. You're supposed to live by the new nature. And so when you begin to think of what's going to please you and affect you, you need to stop and pray and ask God to help you to think about the other person, to build them up. But the fact of the matter is, if we got somebody that we don't care for, that we're on the outs with, we actually don't want to see them build up, do we? No, we'd rather see them tore down. But you know what's going to happen? You keep that, you harbor that kind of attitude, and you'll be the one torn down.
That's right. Sure thing.
Oh, the old devil will get a foothold,
right.
And you'll be the one ending up going down.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Edify. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 1. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, well, this verse doesn't apparently have much to do with us because we don't offer things to idols. As touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Oh, we know a lot. We got a handle on, we know a lot. You don't have to tell me. I don't need to hear that. I know about that. Knowledge puffeth up. But what's charity do?
Edify.
Charity edifies.
Yes.
So if we have charity toward others. Now this church, you folks have gotten A1 teaching on charity and what charity is, the character of love. It is love in action. Okay? And charity edifies.
Yes, that's right.
And always this edification is like in Romans 14:19. Edify another. You know, everyone please his neighbor to be edified. Edification is always to the other person. And when we practice it, we'll end up being edified. But that's not the goal. We're not doing this for our good. We're doing this for another person's good. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And verse 8, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 8. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. Paul had authority, and the only time that he ever lifted up his authority was when it was going to be able to edify another person. Okay? And then let's go to the next one, chapter 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 19. Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ. But we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. Wow, that was something for Paul to be able to say that. We do all things. All things. For what? To help himself? No. For your edifying. Always the other person. And unless you have an unusual old nature, and nobody does, I say that just in case you think maybe you did. Our old nature always thinks about self. I said to a fellow one time, take care of yourself. He said, I do that real good. Okay? Take care of yourself. Oh, yep. I'm number one. No. Edify the other person. Last one, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to go to verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Well, shut my mouth.
Yeah.
What he's saying.
Yeah.
I've heard some old folks who'd say, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say anything.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a bit of wisdom there, isn't it?
Yep.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your... Well, if you just knew what I know, and if you had to put up with what I have to put up with, you'd understand why it's okay for me to be different than what the Bible says.
Come on.
Oh, yes, sir.
That sounded okay up to there, huh? That's where that always goes to. I'm somehow an exception to God's order. You only think so. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Oh, we can all give a great big amen to heaping coals of fire on somebody's head. How we hear somebody give a testimony, how they didn't get along with Uncle so-and-so, and they were always fussing, and they just kept loving them, just kept heaping coals of fire on their head, and then the person tells us the outcome, and praise the Lord, woo, amen. Okay, oh, all happy. But what about in your family? What about in your church? What about where you work? That it may minister grace unto the hearers. I'm going to say what I've been saying right along. The old nature does different. But God's grace, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And Satan, who would have us defeated by our old nature, Jesus Christ is greater. And if we'll yield ourselves to him and ask for his help. Now listen to me. You won't always feel like asking for it.
That's right.
Yes. You say, well, then it can't be sincere. I shouldn't say it. That's a bunch of baloney. It's what you need, and so you ask God for what you need. And you admit to him, I don't feel this way, Father. I mean, you may as well, he already knows how you are. Father in heaven, help us to edify one another. And help us in this old nature.